This is GQDN for Tuesday, August 26, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes, including the one called Questworthy. Yes, that's a good one. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off of your purchase. That helps with the tariffs. Oh boy. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, there's a game that's launching and there's a customizable keyboard too. But we also talk about Hollow Knight, Silk Song. But we'll begin today with hardware. Yep, because PC Gamer did say that AMD is blaming the motherboard makers because the AM5 sockets are frying up, and they are too. So back in April, there was a Reddit thread that did catalog over 100 dead CPUs. And that's where AMD did talk to PC Gamer and said, quote, following a joint investigation, AMD and ASRock identified a memory compatibility issue present in earlier BIOS versions, which has been rectified in the latest BIOS, end quote. But there was a new interview with the Korean website Quasar Zone, and AMD changed its tune. And that's where David McAfee and Travis Kirsch did say, quote, this issue arises because some ODM BIOSes do not adhere to AMD's recommended values, end quote, which means the motherboard makers are, quote, pushing their luck, end quote, with the settings, so that way they could push out their performances. But AMD has not been specific, but they were saying that that could include the power limits and voltages. Now, AMD also didn't say about the measures that were being taken or how to resolve the fried chips on the boards. And they just recommend keeping your BIOS updated. For the quote, we always recommend everyone update their motherboard BIOS to the latest version. This is because it incorporates additional features, performance improvements, and troubleshooting solutions, end quote. So, AMD's blaming the motherboards. Yeah, that can happen. And a lot of people are blaming a very popular Hollow Knight Silk Song. Why? WCCF Tech did say that the games are being delayed because of the Silk Song's release. And that's because a lot of people are waiting for this game. And the game will be releasing on September 23rd this year. And some of those games, Silk Song comes out September 4th. And since that happened, both Panic Arcade and Eternium Game Studios delayed their upcoming releases. I know, I made a mistake. I know. But September 4th is when the game comes out. But since those two studios delayed their releases, they did not give a reason as to why that would happen. But it wasn't just them, it was Baby Steps too. Baby Steps is a game made by QWOP, Getting Over It, and Ape Out. And Baby Steps were featured in several showcases over the past couple of years. And that's during the Steam Next Fest events. So QWOP, Getting Over It, and Ape Out, Baby Steps are all games. So they said that they were due to arrive on September 8th, but the developers Gabe Cazulio, Maxi Bosch, and Bennett Foddy did decide that, well, it's not worth it because we'll be getting it so they did not want to be run over by it. So they moved back the launch to September 23rd. Yesbird Games, Riverdeep Aurora, got up on X and said, quote, important news about our upcoming tactics RPG, Demon School. We're delaying it to November 19th for exactly the reason you're thinking. See you then. But Necrosoft Games did reply, quote, this was not our choice, but we understand why the choice is made. We aren't mad at Yesbird, but at the situation. Dropping the GTA of indie games with 2 weeks' notice makes everyone freak out. Yesbird is being a good partner and paying for the delay, We're sorry this is happening. Tail Games got up on X too. Quote, our version 1.0 launch was set for September 9th, but with today's Silksong news, we made the tough call to postpone. A new date is coming soon. Thank you all for the love and support, end quote. But while people were getting out of the way, the players were making speed runs on it. Yes, they were. According to GamesRadar.com, the Hollow Knight Silksong speed runs have already begun, and the game's not out yet. And somebody made a sub 3-minute run. Now, Silksong will be releasing next week on September 4th, as what we formerly mentioned. But one fan got up on the game and speed ran through it, and that was Josh West. So he got up on his YouTube channel and went bonkers on it. And he did explain why, that he was able to play the demo twice. And on his second run, he said, we're going to do the deep docks area as fast as possible. And that is despite being inhibited because he had to play on a controller for the preview. And he was going at Blue SR. Said, quote, this run is definitely a little bit unpolished, but for being a single attempt and on input method, I'm not used to. I think it's pretty okay. End quote. So he did the speed run in 2 minutes and 26 seconds. He did two other areas of speed runs in 10 minutes and 36 seconds. So yes, he did. Yes, he did. But they can't do that to Battlefield 6. People were talking about something different with that one. Because, once again, according to GamesRadar, the developer did say that there are no visual filters. Okay, so every game has a different visual style. And GamesRadar gave some examples. Fallout 3 is green, Red Faction Guerrilla is orange, and Battlefield series is blue. But some of the fans didn't like the tents that they saw in Battlefield 6, so the company did have to remove them. But one of the developers said that there was no filter, just a vibe for each map. So over on Reddit, one of the posts was shared by a side-by-side comparison in one map and two different visual styles, because the developers wanted people to see what the temperature was within that realm. So blue means colder, and that went right to the war zone. Total FPS got up on Reddit and said, quote, biomass temperatures and creative intent should be taken into consideration when it comes to these things. It isn't a, quote, filter, end quote. It's the actual atmospheric vibes of each particular location. Maybe one day we'll sit down with level designers and chat through this stuff, showing you what goes into their hard work, end quote. So is it all a vibe? I bet people will be vibing about this because we're going to the esports corner. According to HLTV.org, the EVPs and the All-Stars of the Esports World Cup were announced. And they were talking about Sadibar, Techno, Munkabold, and he had a 1.01 rating for the year. And he did make a tactical shift over the summer. That's what Mongols did too, because Techno did make some trade kills on the T side. So Techno went from a player who never won an EVP award before to the MVP at center, where he was dominating Vitality and Aurora when he got there. Those are two teams. Now they did talk about some other players too, because in second place was Ismelican, Centris, Torkardus, Gerda Magdi, Blitz, Bayern Bursen, Esbayer, Sensu, Munkbold at number 4, and those players are all really good players. They're really good, they're actually excellent, and they all deserve their awards, especially Techno. But they do love their keyboards. Yes, they do. According to PC Gamer, Glorious is bringing a customizable gaming keyboard to the, quote, boring entry-level market, end quote. Because right now, the keyboard is priced at $60. So if you want something, this one looks to be customizable. And this keyboard was at the Gamescom Cologne, and you'll be looking for the GMBK if you're looking for it. If not, there are some other keyboards that are out there. So go take a look. Speaking of sales, this one came out of nowhere. GamesRadar.com to say that the Switch 2 Amiibo is at a low, low price. Right now it's on Amazon and it's at $20. And you could save $10 right now. The original price is $29.99, $30. So you can get that one real quick. That's Sidon, The Legend of Zelda. Tulin, The Legend of Zelda is at the same price. Luke, Street Fighter 6 Amiibo is at the same price. And Jamie, Street Fighter 6 Amiibo is also at $20. All on Amazon. So if you want that, go get it while they're on sale. We do have a release date for those that are interested in the Do It Night Abyss. According to Gamatsu.com, that will go to PC, the Epic Game Store, and iOS, and Google Play on October 28th. Pre-registration is out now. So if you know the game and you want it, there you go. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, play some games, people.